How many people are content to be here this morning? Yes. So I'm going to go through a story that is one of my favorite stories in the Bible. I think I say that every time I preach, though, don't I? One of my favorite stories in the Bible, the little book of Ruth. And if you haven't read it or haven't read it in a while, go back and read it. It's only four chapters. So I'm going to kind of go through it, but I'm going to skip a lot of stuff. So go read it. Go read it. It's just a great story. And so Naomi had two sons, and she was married. And Israel had a famine. There was a drought. There's no food. And they left. They left Israel. And they went to a place called Moab. And you can see this little dotted line where they went. Where'd they leave from? Bethlehem. And what's important about Bethlehem? Jesus was born there. That's right. Micah 5:2. It was prophesied that he who is from everlasting will come from there. And then Naomi's husband died. And her two sons married Moabites, people from that place Moab, where we're calling. They married Ruth and Orpah. And, you know, the sons were taking care of them, and things were okay. And then the two sons died. Two sons died. So they're having hard times, right? And Naomi heard. She heard that there was not a famine anymore in Israel. And she decided to go back. At Ruth 1:6. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people by giving them bread. So Naomi made a decision to go back. She heard. How did she hear? She was in Moab. It says, she heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had visited his people by giving them bread. She was in Moab and she heard. Someone told her. Someone told her, right? So she was still in Moab and someone told her. And I remember hearing a story of Pastor Moon. He was outside of a bar and somebody gave him a tract. You know, he wasn't in the church. He was outside of a bar and somebody gave him a tract. It was like he was in Moab, like in some foreign country, like not where he should be, and somebody gave him a tract. So God speaks no matter where you are. Psalm 139, where can I go from your presence, O Lord? Like God will get a hold of you no matter where you go. And so she heard there was bread. And I was thinking about this. Many a backslidden Christian have gone off and then heard a word. They've heard about the bread of life, and they were like, yeah, let me go back, right? They're backslidden, and then they came back. And sometimes it's the Holy Spirit, and sometimes it's a person. Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, like, when we hear, she heard there's bread. She heard, like, this is where it's at. This is where I need to be. And so she went back to where the food was, and that's where she knew what she knew and where she was going. And so I was thinking of this. Don't backslide. Don't backslide. Don't leave the church. Don't leave. Don't go off into Moab, into the world. But if you do, come back. Right? She came back. Come back to Jesus. Come back to the flock. Come back to the body. John 6:68, Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom should we go? You have the words of eternal life. Like the bread of life. Where else can we go? Like that's where it's at. She heard there's bread in Israel. She's a foreigner in a foreign land with nobody to take care of her. And it's like, where else can she go? She's going back. And that's how it is with us spiritually. We'll get off somewhere. And this word, like, he has the words of eternal life. We need this. We need to come back to this. And this could be a message for somebody who's backslidden off, you know, doing drugs or at the bar or whatever. And it could be a message for us today. We'll walk out this door and our mind will be drifting somewhere it shouldn't be. And we're like, oh, hey, I've got a word. Let me go back. Right? So Orpah left Naomi. Not Oprah. It's Orpah. Oprah would have done it too. But so Orpah left Naomi. But Ruth said, I will go. I will go back. And she had divine determination. You know, I was reading this book, and it was talking about Finnish sisu, it called it. It's like English tenacity. It's like this resolve that you're stubborn in a good way. You put your mind to something, you're going to get it done, right? So this is what Ruth was like. She was like, I am going back. And this is what she says, Ruth 1, 16, 18. Maybe you've heard it in a wedding vow or somewhere. It's like very famous little portion. But Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. Wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. The Lord do, and this is hardcore. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death departs you and me. She's like, I am sticking with you, and nothing is going to separate us. And when she, Naomi, saw that she was determined to go with her, she stopped speaking to her. It was a moment. We don't know how long it took her to make this decision, but she made this decision. And it's like, in that moment, sometimes decisions need to be made. And this was a faith decision, right? So we could often live so much in the past that we're not living in the present, in the moment when decisions have to be made. We're living in the past. She could have said, I'm staying here with the Moabites, or I'm going back to my family, the Moabites. Or this is a God that I knew when my husband was alive, but now my husband's dead. She could have said, I have needs. I have needs. I have to consider my needs. I got to get married. And I'll just stay here. It's easier for me to find a husband here. I'll stay here in Moab and find a husband. She could have said that. But she said, I'm not going anywhere from your side. So bold and so forceful. She made the decision by faith. And Naomi knew God. Like, she knew God. And Ruth knew that Naomi knew God. Ruth knew. And she knew God. Ruth knew God through her husband, through her brother-in-law, through her father-in-law, and through Naomi. And the only one still alive was Naomi. And she made a divine decision, where you go, I'll go. And determined to follow God in the revelation that God had given her. Right? Like, God showed her something. And she was like, yes, I received that. I'm following you and what you have shown me. And maybe God would show her more later. He would. But, you know, sometimes, like, we don't know everything. But what God has shown us, we can cling to that, right? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If God's shown us a word, that's ours to keep. Jesus is who is and who was and who is to come. Not just the God who was, not just the God who is to come, but who is. He is the God of right now, too. He is the God of our past. We have milestones, but we can't live in that. He is the God of our future. He's got our future covered, but we can't dwell on that. Like, we trust him right now. And so the past, we can't like worry about the past, but also the future. We often live so much in the future that we're not living in the present. You know, we worry about the future. We're not content, maybe, right? And she could have said, I'm too scared to go to a foreign land. And froze in the present, frozen like a popsicle. Anybody ever do that? Anybody ever just freeze and not step out in faith? Like, you know you need to do something and you just freeze. Scared of change. Scared to go to a foreign land, but it's out of her hands because change has already happened. It's like a freight train coming and she can't stop it. Change has already happened. Naomi's leaving. But God wants you to trust him now and follow him now. So they get there and what happens? Naomi blames God. But in her weakness, she still stays where the bread is. Like she blames God, but stays where the bread is. And where else can she go? She has nowhere else to go. Ruth 1, 20 to 21. But she said to them, do not call me Naomi, which means pleasant, by the way. Call me Mara, which means bitter. For the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. The Almighty has dealt bitterly with. She's bitter at God, right? She's bitter at God. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. She's not content, right? She's not content. I'm empty. Instead of, I was starving in Moab, and now I'm home, and I have something to eat, being content, she was like, I'm empty. Why do you call me Naomi, since the Lord has testified against me and the Almighty has afflicted me? So she's in a dark place. A dark place. Psalm 30, verse 5b. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Like as long as we just stay with the Lord, he'll bring it around. The sun will rise. See the little sun rising there? It's going to rise. It's going to come up. It's all going to get bright. Yeah. So Ruth gleaned the fields. So I had that picture, but that looks too romantic, doesn't it? She was gleaning the fields. That's probably more like it. It was hard. It was survival. But Boaz noticed her and told his servants to drop extra. And then she said, hey, there's extra here in this field. There's more bread in this field. And when Ruth came back from gleaning the fields, Naomi knew who Boaz was. Ruth didn't know who Boaz was, but Naomi knew who Boaz was and that he could redeem. It's kind of like when Samuel... You know, when Samuel went to Eli and was like, did you call? You know, a couple times. And then Eli was like, go back and say, Lord, speak. You know, because that's the voice of the Lord. Like Eli knew and Samuel was learning, right? So Naomi knew who he was and that he could redeem. And like I say, I'm leaving a bunch out of this about how he laid it all on her and had her take it home and slept at her feet and all this. Go read it. It's good. But the extra grain that Ruth gleaned that came from Boaz's field, this extra grain, who did it benefit? It benefited Ruth and Naomi. It benefited them both, right? So you can get blessed through somebody else's blessing. Even if you're bitter, you're just around them and they're bringing you grain. Like you can be blessed through somebody else's blessing. So Naomi was benefiting from Ruth's blessing. And Ruth, she was younger. She was younger, but she faithfully nourished Naomi, who was more mature. And she did it as a servant. That's like a picture of Christ, right? Christ is our is a servant to us and blesses us. And like the body of Christ, every joint supplies as it builds up. And she gleaned. She came home and told Naomi about it. And a light bulb goes off in Naomi's mind. She's like, you know, when one believer sees the Redeemer, like a younger one, sees Jesus and comes back, sometimes the older ones are like, hey, I recognize that. I love that. Like, that's Jesus. I love that. And so the young people can inspire the older people. The older people might know who you're talking about. They might have the wisdom to be able to point you in the right direction. But the young people can bring the inspiration. You know, so this light bulb goes off in Naomi's mind. And she's like, he's our relative. She knows who he is. He can redeem us. And he agrees to redeem her. And they get married. He comes and picks her up at night. And by marrying her, he can buy back all the land that their family has lost that they had to sell when they moved to Moab. And so Boaz is a picture of Christ, our kinsman redeemer, who emptied himself and came to be our relative. Like Boaz was their near relative and could redeem them. He came as a man to redeem us from our sins. It's Christmas all year long. We have the Christmas message all year long. And Ruth, a foreigner who walked by faith, had Obed, who had Jesse, who had David, and David was in the line of Christ. So she's a foreigner who's walking by faith. And Naomi means pleasant. She changed her name to Mara, bitter, and then she came back to being pleasant again. And Ruth made a divine decision and ended up with a divine provision. Hey, that could be a little slogan. Make a divine decision and receive a divine provision. We make a divine decision and we end up with this divine provision. And so did Naomi. You know, it might not have been as like the focus of the story as Ruth, or like, I don't know, romantic or glamorous or however you want to, you know, say that, because Naomi was the bitter one all through this. But she made the decision to go back too. She heard where the bread was and she went back. She made that decision. It's like, where else can we go? You have the words of eternal life. Like, I don't know where else I'm supposed to go, but I know I'm supposed to be here. That's where I can get bread. Even in my bitterness, I can get bread there. And Ruth had security and inheritance and a baby in Bethlehem and became an heir through whom David and Jesus would come. So I would say if you're a young believer like Ruth, continue in what you've learned. Continue in it. Hold on to it. If God has taught you something through the Holy Spirit and you know it to be true and you know it's yours, cling to it and continue in it. And she learned that Naomi knew God. She had learned about God, and it was the God of Naomi. That's all she knew. And she's going to follow her. And Ruth continued it all in the way she knew. And also, if you have not continued in faith, have not continued in the doctrine, have not continued in grace, or one day you find yourself in a position with no bread, decide to come back like Naomi did. And God works in mysterious ways. God used a little servant, foreign girl, her daughter-in-law, to bring about a meeting with the kinsman redeemer, Boaz, and like redeemed everything. And like that's our life too. Like as the body of Christ, we can inspire each other and we can lead each other. And once again, I just say, like, like, let's have an open heart toward God. And like, older people, like, talk to the younger people and be inspired by them. And younger people talk to the older people and glean wisdom from them. And I'm not just talking about age. I'm just talking about, like, your walk with God, you know. And sometimes an older person's walk with God could have been somebody who's only been saved this long, but they've been, like, consistently, like, really pressing in, and God has shown them a lot. And somebody else might have gotten saved as a little kid at a camp and then never been to church. Actually, that's Joyce Sanders' testimony. She got saved in camp and never went to church till she was an adult. And then she came and became a disciple. She wasn't discipled, you know. So, yeah. Amen. Amen. And maybe like, meditate on that story. Go read the four chapters. They're short chapters, and it's an easy read. Go meditate on that and how it relates to Christmas. Yeah. Lord, we just thank you for today. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord. Just worship your holy name. You have the bread. We know where to find it. You are the bread. You're the bread of life. We need you for our life. Where else can we go but to you, Lord? We pray that everybody in this room will direct everybody else to the bread. They'll all point to Jesus. Any issue that comes up, point to Jesus. Anything to praise or worship, point to Jesus. To glorify, point to Jesus. To be content, point to Jesus. And that we'll just encourage each other and lift each other up. And if there's anybody here who doesn't know Jesus as their Redeemer, he can redeem you, buy you out of the bondage of sin and death, and give you life. Just call on him. Call on Jesus. Admit to God that you're a sinner and that you believe he died on the cross to pay for your sins. Receive him as your Savior. And we just pray that you go before us this week. Just bless us, encourage us. And if we even get off a little bit, we'll come back. In Jesus' name, amen.